A gobble gobble gee and a gobble gobble giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. There's your Sandler, you bastards.
The fuck is a giggle?
I don't know, it's like a baby turkey or something? Maybe? I don't
Sandler know. Sucks. Start the fucking intro.
Misinformation Podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, insight, comic books, movies, and the most dangerous haiku on the planet. Misinformation Podcast features stand-up comic Zach, poetry bad boy Weller, couch man Adam,
and the ultimate fanboy Eric.
Cram it in your iPod at iTunes, misinformation.podbean.com, and the forums of quickstopentertainment.com. See them at myspace.com/misinformationpodcast, and talk to them at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Misinformation Podcast. It's steroids for your iPod.
Misinformation 35. I'm Zach.
I'm Waller.
And I would just like once to show up and have your equipment work like it's supposed to, so we don't have to sit here for an hour and a half and make fun of you.
I
motherfucking the computer.
I did not manufacture the Cubase software, which can burn in hell. So there's that.
With three L's? Extra hell?
Extra hell. Yes. Good morning. It's 10 a.m.
Way too, dude. I don't know the last time I fucking woke up this early when I was not on vacation. It's probably been 3 or 4 years.
I don't know when the last time I woke up this morning that I was not on meth. I've never done meth. That's a lie.
You're too portly.
I am far too rotund to do the methamphetamine. It's true. It is fucking true. It's we're recording on Wednesday, the day before American Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble, bitches.
Yes. The fucking wheels are going to come right off my diet tomorrow.
I think Thanksgiving is probably the most American holiday
it is
you can think of, because it's just food.
Consumption. Food, that's what America's all about.
Food and football.
What about 4th of July?
There's fireworks. There's
that's Chinese. There.
Explosions. We're attacking stuff that didn't attack us.
Yes.
You know, that's
that's the American way also.
Yeah, that's, you know, like poor fucking bats and stuff flying around the sky. What the fuck was that? That's shock and awe, bitches.
I think I set off one that was called shock and awe this year.
I an ex-girlfriend, I gave her a move called the shock and awe once. It's the pinky.
Yes, I the
with the
rotation,
circle.
The
yeah,
counter,
yeah. She goes, ah.
So it's actually the shock and ah.
So it's morning, so we're not drinking beer today. I'm drinking coffee from my beaver mug. Yeah, dig that?
Nice,
yeah?
Very nice.
Nice beaver.
Nice beaver on the fucking mug there. You're drinking coffee from my the Outlaw mug.
Yes.
The first rated R movie of all time.
Directed produced by Howard Hughes.
Yes, well, produced, I believe. No, it is directed by Howard Hughes. Yes. I'd fuck that chick, wouldn't you? Jane Russell?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't fuck her now because she'd be like 80 years old, but I'd fuck her back then.
Depends on if they buried her ass up or not. I don't want to go through all that work.
Dude.
I'm just saying.
Dude. Dude, you can't bury somebody face down. Their soul, it's something about their soul. Like, they don't get into heaven or something if you bury them face down. That's why they always bury them.
I'm pretty sure I don't have to worry about going to heaven anyway.
We're not talking about burying you. We're talking about burying Jane Russell. If she's even dead, I don't even know if she's alive. She could, I don't know. The famous Jane Russell from The Outlaw, a movie I really hadn't even heard about. The tagline inside the mug says, sensual, stubborn, sublime, seductive. And then we're back to sensual again because it goes around that corner.
Makes me think of Weller.
Because it's almost
thanks,
like
Adam. A poem. Thanks. I do what I can.
Sensual, sublime, and seductive. That's Weller. That's a new fragrance by Weller. So, Brian Fitzpatrick sucked your cock off yet? Because he's got a fucking man crush on you, buddy.
I'll take any fans I can.
You're going to get some Irish poot nanny at Dragon Con. Wow, that's going to be awesome. I want to watch you guys fuck. Oh, get him.
I just want to know if the roommate's coming.
Shona? I don't think so. I don't think so. And Jenny said it's probably best if she doesn't. Because I made that offhanded comment about, you know, for the sanctity of my marriage, I hope Shona doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jenny heard that.
Yeah, I'm going to start my divorce proceedings first. And then I'm going to get arrested for stalking in Ireland.
Yeah, no shit. No shit. Yeah,
at least before countries I've been arrested in for it now.
I think Bytor is going, though. I think. I don't know why we're even talking about Dragon Con. It's still like a year away.
Yeah, but maybe we can actually get some of our listeners to come down and hang out with us.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot to tell you guys. There is a post on the Quick Stop boards from the guys who run the big news. The guys who run the podcast track at Dragon Con are interested in us coming.
Really?
Yeah, which is fucking bizarre because we're not really that cool.
Well, do we get like free admission or anything? A sticker?
We might get free parking. We might get free admission to the con. I don't know. He's supposed to send me some information. Actually, while we're talking about that, we also have had some more listener submissions. Canadian Ryan sent us an email with an audio submission. We're going multimedia on this son of a bitch, bitches. So what we're going to do here is we're going to bounce it over to Canadian Ryan for a quick little blurb.
Hey, Zach, Will, and Adam. This is Canadian Ryan. I have a bar story that I thought you guys would like. As a disclaimer, I can't remember who I heard this from. I think it was from someone who I used to work with, but I'm not sure. Anyways, this dude is at a bar with his friends, and they're all shit-faced and having a good time. Suddenly, this dude feels like he's about to puke, so he runs for the bathroom. There's a bunch of stalls, but they're all occupied, so he just kicks in the door on one of them and pukes on the dude that is in there, shitting. The thought runs through his head, wow, if I was taking a shit and some dude busted it on me and puked on me, I would be pissed. So he punches the guy in the face and takes off. Keep up the funny shit, guys. This is Canadian Ryan signing off.
Thank you, Canadian Ryan, for that fine multimedia contribution. So that makes him, what'd you say while we were listening? He's now a what?
He's now our Canadian correspondent.
Yes. From where?
America's hat.
America's hat, Canada. Do you think that up on your own? You hear that somewhere?
I'm pretty sure I heard it somewhere.
It's kind of cute. It's America's hat.
Eh?
So thank you, Ryan. Obviously not Ryan Reynolds.
No.
And wait a minute. Canadian Ryan, I believe, is 18 years old. Why is he hanging out with the type of people that drink alcohol? In Canada, you can drink alcohol when you're 18. He's not breaking the law.
I love that country.
You can pretty much in most of the world.
Yeah, except for here.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid if I went to Europe, I would never come home.
Oh, you'd be sent home.
In a crate.
Deportation. So very true. That's probably the coolest submission that anybody sent us because he went to the trouble to actually record it, and the quality was good on it.
Yeah.
So,
He's
mean,
I got better software than you do.
Fuck you, man. God damn it. What the fuck? Why gotta be so hurtful all the time? I got an email from Gary Allegra again.
The Italian Stallion.
Yes, apparently the Italian Stallion, Gary Allegra.
We did not give him that name. He named it himself.
Which, you know, hey, whatever works, baby. But he kind of pointed out, you know, that we mentioned that he put us in his top friends, but we didn't do anything about it. So
our bad.
Yeah, we fucked up. Shocker. So this is the point where we're going to visit Gary's MySpace. I wish we had some visiting MySpace music.
Well, it's a little field trip then?
Yeah, so it's like an internet field trip.
Excellent.
Yes. So, Gary Allegra Jr.
So there's no bus?
There's no bus. No. No. Sorry. No bus. Gary's from Satellite Beach, Florida, United States. Satellite Beach. I've never heard of Satellite Beach before, have you?
No.
I think he made it up.
It sounds like a sci-fi thing.
It does sound like something somebody's thought of.
Yeah, it's right next to Eureka. That's a lie. Eureka's a show on the sci-fi channel. Sorry. So Gary doesn't. Gary's page is all fucking tricked out here. It's like reading a book. You know how most people's MySpace is broken up into nice little sections?
Yeah.
Gary has a lot of text on his page.
Hey, go back to the picture of that girl.
Wait, this one?
I don't know. What's she at?
I don't know. Dude, you fucking outlet. I'm just saying. Yeah, he's got a lot of very, very pretty friends, actually. Like, some of them that you would look at it and say, oh, that's one of those bots. Like, his friend, like, three comments down. It's two comments below the last comment that Misinformation left on his page. This chick doesn't look real. I mean, she's gorgeous. Mysterio, I think is her name. Oh, God, it's Ray Ray's sister. She's going to 619 your ass.
Sorry. Isn't that a Spider-Man villain also?
Yeah, but that's with a Y, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like mystery. You know what I mean?
He's got a crystal ball on his head.
Yeah, he makes you see what he wants you to see. That's his power. He uses gas and stuff. What the fuck?
He hasn't raped.
Yeah. So let's learn a little bit about Gary here. Gary went to community college at Brevard Community College in Melbourne, Florida. Okay, so right now, wait, Gary, you did, look at this shit. You did this shit backwards. Okay, you started out at high school. Okay, then you went to a place with a university. So you're going to. I'm very confused.
He's going to all of them.
I'm very confused.
Two of them.
Yeah.
I'm very, very confused, Gary, because it says that Stetson University, you're going 2006 to present, that you haven't graduated, that it's in progress. But it also lists Brevard Community College.
Maybe he's just taking classes.
Community College. I hate community college almost as much as I hate Schnackenberg.
Don't be mad.
I'm just saying.
Just because you dropped $500,000 on your education.
Yeah, it's probably gen ed. Tons of people do it. You and I go to Hawkeye for your gen ed classes.
Right, but he's doing both according to his MySpace because it says 2008 to present, which would be now the community college. So he's going to both according to his MySpace. Unless his MySpace is currently misinforming us, he's doing both. Why you would want to go to two colleges at the same time, I have no idea.
A lot of people do it, though.
That's a lot of learning, man.
Get your classes.
Yeah, you take your gen ed cheaper. At one. It's cheaper, and then you take your major classes at the main university.
At
yeah.
the same time, though?
Yeah. A lot of people do it. You and I, actually. They take their gen ed at Hawkeye. Classes are about half price.
Gary, your work history, sir. This is Gary's resume, if you will. KFC.
Anybody else hungry?
I'm starving right now. I read that. Remember when KFC had a buffet here?
Yes.
Oh, that was so fucking tasty.
That was when
tasty.
We were in high school.
Oh, that was tasty.
That was the dirtiest restaurant ever, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we didn't care.
Yeah, I agree. But they had stuffing.
You'd go
mashed potatoes. I ate there.
You'd grab like a chicken leg and then just swipe it through the mashed potatoes.
Oh,
on the line,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Oh, God, that was so fucking.
Get back to Gary with your heavy breathing ass.
Hold on. Okay. All right. Then he worked. What's Crispers? Is that?
I bet that's also a chicken place.
You think so?
That sounds like a chicken
place. Yeah, that's what I'd guess.
Or man. Like a place where old strippers go to die.
Gary's trying to throw me right the fuck off my diet. Right now, my breakfast is supposed to be several cups of coffee, but he's making me want to go to fucking KFC. And there's not a safe KFC to eat in this town.
No.
It is all fucking criminals and just nastiness. Working.
You went in with a chicken bone in your throat.
Yeah.
Like, and from the outside.
Yeah. Right? You get fucking shanked by a chicken bone. Also, Gary, former Walmart employee. Huh? But I tell you now Gary's done fucking around, okay? Gary's got a legit job, Brevard Art Museum. Very hoity-toity, Gary. Very.
That is about as extreme of a jump as you can go.
Yeah.
If he's Walmart to an art museum. Museum and he's listening to us, you know he's like washing toilets.
No, you know what he's saying. Stupid fuckers. Wrong. Wrong. Stupid. Wrong. That's exactly how his fucking listening's going.
That's about how they all go, isn't it?
But yeah, both sides of the spectrum, though, Weller. You're fucking right. Walmart to Brevard Art Museum. Like,
nice move.
You know what the nice...
Yeah,
you know,
no
you,
shit.
You know what that means for him, though? He gets to meet way more people. Because he's not meeting the same people in both places. I guarantee it. So he knows a lot of fucking people. Gary, start fucking telling people to listen. To Misinformation.
That's fair.
And I think it's a fair request from us at this point right now, especially if DragonCon is starting to become interested in us, that we ask each one of our listeners to find one more listener.
So we'd have four.
Right.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Including the three of us in here.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I downloaded each episode like probably 40 times.
Yeah, but see, I'm
number count.
I'm doing my job right now because I just told the listeners to find another listener. So I found my extra listener.
Where would they find them at?
With their listeners?
Yeah, where would they tell the listeners to go?
Oh, to listen to the show?
Yeah, I was trying to do a segue.
Oh, there. Right. You can either go to Misinformation Podcast. You can either go to misinformation.podbean.com. No www, just http://misinformation.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes by going to the iTunes store and simply typing in misinformation. Or you can go to the quickstopentertainment.com. forums, where we have a podcast thread that always has the link to the newest episode. We're easy to find.
Actually, Zach, let me correct you on iTunes. What? Misinformation podcast together. Type in misinformation, all kinds of shit pops up.
Yes.
Right. Well, if you pops right up for me every time I type it. Once you're in the iTunes store, if you do it before you're in the iTunes store, it gives you all the extra stuff. But if you go into the store, it comes right up on the first page.
Wrong.
No, I'm dead serious. I just did it the other day. Because I go there to look to see if we've got any listener reviews, which we have one.
One. Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It's from a fucking mustache dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm growing mustache.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm off for 6 days. So I'm gonna grow a beard, and then I'm going to trim back to just the mustache on the last day. Take a picture.
I'm thinking about growing a porn stash. Like... 70 porn stash. Nothing sexier than a fat dude with a bad mustache.
Now it's time to do it, man. Winter.
Yeah,
you can get away with it.
There's never a time to grow just a mustache.
Oh, there's always time to grow a mustache.
Oh, fucking. Speaking of which, wait, we got anything else to talk about, Gary? I don't want to sell him short here. He's got hot friends.
We appreciate the comments.
Yes,
keep listening.
We very much appreciate you, Gary. I don't know if you know how much we appreciate you specifically, just you. Gary, you're a fucking stud. Do it. Yeah. So, thanks, Gary. Speaking of growing the mustache and having all the days off, Friday, November 28th, day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, if you will, El Negro El Fridayo in Spanish, right? That's
pretty damn close.
Close, right? Okay. Comedy show, The Upstairs After Hours in Waterloo, Iowa. That's 708 Jefferson Street, above the Jefferson Street Tap. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 9. $10 at the door.
And for
your own beer.
Canadian friends and our Irish friends, we do have an airport in town, so please fly in.
Fly on
in.
That's funny if somebody from out of town would show up because I'm not even going.
You're a motherfucker.
Dude, we already had this conversation.
That you don't like me and you're not my real friend.
Well, other than that.
Yeah. Well, are you going?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Sweet.
I've been told I have what am I looking for?
And a lie, apparently.
overriding engagements.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you.
I ain't arguing with her.
Yeah, I know. She scares the shit out of me.
Send a stunt cock for your place.
Like, is this black?
No, that's just going to end badly for me because she'll be like, hey, I like him better. And I'll be sleeping right here in this recliner in Zach's basement.
That's cool. Yeah, so it should be a good show. I think Mike Holmes,
you
funny guy.
Both very funny gentlemen. I've seen both your guys' shows.
Well, now you're just trying to make up for not going.
Do you want me to French you? Get our mustaches tangled up. I couldn't even pull it off. I started gagging.
Well, I know. I hit the back. What? Mike's good shit. He's been working in LA for a little over a year.
I thought he was in Chicago.
He was, and then he moved to LA.
I keep telling everybody, like, I thought he was in LA. Like, no, he's in Chicago.
No, he's in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in LA. He was in Chicago, and then he moved to LA. Yeah, so he's doing fucking good out there, doing a lot of shit. He's going to come here. It's his 10-year anniversary, so we're going to have – it's going to be nice because it's always nice to have family and friends come to the shows and stuff because especially for him, he doesn't get to see them very much anymore.
Right.
So, it's going to be a good time. The venue is awesome. It's a really neat, we got it set up really cool in there.
The place is actually really cool. It's a remodeled older building.
Yeah. And it's upstairs obviously because it's the upstairs after hours.
Is it handicap accessible? Is there an elevator in that place?
We carried a dude up the last show.
Did you?
Yeah. We, the friend of Don's, needed Butters and a couple other guys just grabbed and carrying him up. So yeah.
Yeah, it works.
We'll make it handicap.
They'll make it handicap.
Hopefully it's not one of those electric chairs though, because those fuckers are heavy. So don't leave your fucking fancy Stephen Hawking chair at home and just bring the old school one, because I don't know that we can carry the electric one upstairs. So there's that.
Speaking of electric wheelchairs, Big Smooth is put away for the winter now.
Did you take the Polaroid of them yet?
No, I didn't.
You stupid son. Hey JK, just want to let you know. Still haven't sent it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's still in my car. I should do it today.
Maybe next Christmas.
Well, no, I should do it today. I have to go run some errands today. So maybe I'll do it today. I have to go get a pie for Thanksgiving tomorrow. And
Pablo's.
I can't do it. I can't go to Pablo's today. I cannot eat a fucking 1,900 calorie burrito the day before my fucking Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, granted, it's like training.
Exactly.
But I can't go off my fucking diet 2 days in a row.
You'd be fine.
I'm doing good, man. I've been keeping it to like 1,700 calories a day, and I feel good. I haven't lost a shit ton of weight, but I'm down about 4 pounds. So.
Used to be somebody.
Dude, I can't keep getting fat. My clothes don't fit.
Okay, I did see him try to put his pants on. That was fucking hilarious.
How could you have seen me while you're too busy mopping up? That's right.
I don't get your innuendo, but I believe it's sexual.
Oh, that one was most definitely sexual. Because I was putting my pants on. You were cleaning up.
At work.
We get freaky at work. What can I say? I love my job. But fucking.
It was like watching the WWE, and I thought he was going to lose. That's how I felt watching this.
I got suplexed by my pants. True story. Yeah. So back to the whole Dragon Con thing, right?
Okay.
I don't really know. From what I understand, okay, this makes sense to me. We'll have to find it here. They sent a message on the quick stop boards, which this also could very easily be somebody fucking with me because, you know, people like to do that. It says, and I quote, it's from Skepticality. This is the only post this guy's put on the quick stop boards. He's from Roswell, Georgia. I heard the misinformation dudes were thinking about coming down to Dragon Con in 09. Myself and Swoopy are the directors of Dragon Con for the podcasting track as well as the skeptics track. If y'all serious, give me a shout. I can give you some skinny about the con and such. Sounds good to me.
The name is Skeptically?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's his only post. I sent him a private message, which, if he hasn't fucked with his settings, it should notify him on his email that he received a private message. I turned that off on mine because it every time you get a fucking private message. Yeah. I just said, holy shit, hook us up with the info we need, sir. Thanks a lot for reaching out. Hell of a guy. I mean, hopefully it's legit. Aaron just says, that is an awesome name. I really hope it's not a nickname, referring to Swoopy. I agree. I concur, sir. That is a fucking awesome name. So I'm waiting with bated breath, waiting to see if indeed that's a Dragon Con invitation, because that would be fucking awesome. And even if it's just, even if he just wants to kind of help us out and tell us how everything works down there,
wouldn't be sharing the hotel room with the 87 dudes.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, we'll still have to do that. They're not going to pay for our hotel room. But it might get us into the con for free, which would be nice, because that's $90 a ticket.
I don't even think I can go, man.
Yeah, I know. You've told me that 17 times. Because you're not a fucking team player. That's why. I'm just saying.
Okay, you can tell her I'm going.
I ain't telling her shit, because she kind of scares me. That's my afraid of scary music. Scary Carrie. Very scary Carrie. She has this way of looking through you to your soul. I don't like it.
And then dogs do that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. The only difference is she doesn't cock her head to the side. Which is it's the only difference. Just very scary, though. Very, very intimidating.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I have no reason to be afraid of her. She's tiny.
I don't know.
I know the look you're talking about. It's just like, I own you.
Yeah. Yeah. You can read her mind. The look is just, no. And then, really? Really? Like, no, never mind. Just kidding.
There's always popular, you're pushing it.
Wow. Like, I know that's what I'm trying to do. What happened? No? Nothing? Okay. So Thanksgiving is just around the clock. Yes. You'd normally say around the corner, but we're like 24 hours away from the great meal.
Gotta go home and do some baking.
Oh, what are you making?
A turtle pie.
Turtle pie. Is that kind of like with the peanuts and caramel?
Yep.
Okay. So do you just buy the turtles and then melt them into something?
No, it's more like a mousse type.
You are such a fag.
I am. I do. I was thinking we have a Batman cake tin.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about putting in that and making it a Batman cake tin. Ben thinks that's an awesome idea.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Turtle pie. Be awesome. Fuck, I'm just going to buy a pie at Perkins.
Yeah, that works too.
Pecan pie, baby. Oh, nummy. I should make one. They're not too hard to make.
No.
My grandpa made a pecan pie one year, but his eyesight wasn't that great. And so it ended up, we found out it was black walnuts. tasted exactly the same. Like, there was no fucking difference at all. It was a black walnut pie. All the same ingredients except for a different kind of nut.
Have you ever had a turducken?
No.
We had one year at work.
Was
very
it good?
It's very good. Like, the calories in that thing, though. Literally, like a bite.
Yeah,
is like 4,000 calories.
Well, all it is just extra meat, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's meat and stuffing.
A turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken. Yeah, because the chicken would be the smallest. Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, it's just it'd be no different than having three. It just gives you more meat, just like more flavors of meat. So I don't know why the calories would really go up that much.
I don't know, but I was watching cartoons last night.
Yeah,
on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And they had like a new turducken. It's like a Cornish game hen shoved inside of a chicken, shoved inside of a duck, shoved inside of a turkey, shoved inside of a pig, shoved inside of a cow.
They should have used an ostrich.
Yeah.
Or an emu.
We don't like emus. Those motherfuckers growl at you.
Yeah,
you know
I know. Yeah, yeah. I do know that.
Did you know that?
Weather? Yeah, they're fucking evil.
And they don't kick backwards like, say, horses or cows. They kick sideways.
They were on, When Animals Attack, that show which I fucking love, which is never on enough. But, yeah, there was one episode where it just showed an emo. Just,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Emo.
Emu. Emo, emu.
Same. You know what? An emo might as well be an emo. They're one and the same.
I cut myself to blame.
Nobody feels what I feel.
But yeah, they're fucking evil, and they can run like what, like 40 miles an hour, something fucked up
like that. I attempted to wrangle one once, and I've worked on a farm, so I've dealt with cows, sheep. You know, you just kind of, but cows, you want to stay away from behind because they'll kick, same as horses. So I'm coming at this emu from the side, and all of a sudden I hear this. And I was with a lady. I said, did that thing just growl at me? She goes, yeah, they do that. It's fine. So I keep walking up to it thinking eventually I'm going to intimidate it. And it kicks sideways. And all I could think of was Jurassic Park, the Velociraptor. Like when the guy's talking about with the claw and he's like, and it disembowels you and, you know.
The point is, you're still alive when it begins to eat you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm out. I'm done.
So all I'm picturing right now is you laying on the ground, all this fucking giant chicken just kind of pecks at you.
That's what I kept seeing.
I'm still alive. Then get up and move.
So we don't like those. What?
You need to get closer. Too close. There.
Better?
Yes, much better. For Christ's sake, man.
You know, if I had a real mic on a mic stand.
You have a fucking. You can buy one of these for $12.
I probably could.
You could. And that actually, I think, will. I don't know if. I think you can mount that to it somehow. You can buy one of these for one of those for $12.
All right.
I'm just saying. I'm done buying shit, man.
No, you're not.
You're right. I'm buying a fucking Samsung TV on Sunday. They're on. Friday. It's true. Yeah, I gotta remember to look that up too. It's some special deal that I'm not telling anyone where that special deal is because I don't want to get fucked on the deal. It's like a limited offer. $14.99 for a 52-inch Samsung LCD.
You're gonna tell me.
Maybe after I buy it.
Otherwise I'm going to strangle you with my mic cord.
I knew I shouldn't have bought that thing for you. God damn it. He would have had to use the shoelaces then. Yeah. So does your family have anything special, like anything different that normally other people wouldn't eat for Thanksgiving that you guys have and you have it every year?
Not every year, no. We had Kobe beef last year instead of turkey. I haven't had turkey for Thanksgiving for probably 3 or 4 years.
Communist!
Isn't Kobe beef like the one where they like the calves doesn't move?
They massage it like every day and feed it like Japanese beer.
Did it taste any different?
It was good. It wasn't like as good as I thought it would be.
You ate a baby cow?
No, it wasn't a baby. It's an adult cow. But they just massage it every day. Like veal, you just keep it penning.
Who wants that job to rub down the cow?
That's a fucked up deal for that cow. Because the whole time the cow's thinking, yeah, I live at a cow spa. This is a great cow life. I'm just going to stand here, get my shit rubbed down, have some good grain.
What do you do with that knife, man?
Yeah,
drink some beer. Drink some beer. Everything's going to be, hey, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's that bolt gun for, man? Whoa. Well, I thought we were cool. I thought you rubbed because you cared.
Where's Roy? I haven't seen him in like 2 weeks. So you guys not big turkey fans?
I love turkey, but yeah, I'm thinking probably this year we'll have some turkey.
Yeah, I can't go without the turkey, man. I love it. Because then you got the fucking turkey leftovers.
Right.
And you make the ultimate turkey sandwich. Take one piece of bread. Take that fucking cranberry jelly, put it all over it. You know, the cranberry sauce that comes in the can, and when it comes out, it's still in the shape of the can. Yep. Aw, that's way better than real cranberries, man. That's fucking awesome. I imagine
chicks wrestling around in that for some reason.
Oh, fuck, I'd lick it off. I'd lick it off a fat girl's asshole. That's how much I love that stuff.
That is a bold statement. Yes. I think I have a syringe for the next show.
Yeah. Oh, I love that cranberry jelly. So you put that just like regular jelly, you know, and then you put your turkey down, and then you put stuffing down, and then you put the other piece of bread. So it's like a bread, a turkey jelly sandwich. Oh, it's so fucking good. Girl. God damn you.
I'm hungry.
I'm fucking starving right now. You know, but God, we have mostly, I panicked this year because normally we eat Thanksgiving dinner at my aunt and uncle's house.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister had to have surgery, so my mom's been staying with her.
Right.
And she said, we're not going to go to Jeanette and Bill's house for Thanksgiving this year. We're going to have it at your sister's house. And at first I'm like, well, at least I'll study. And then I'm like, wait a minute. That means that not all the good stuff's going to be there. It's going to be a real plain Thanksgiving because we'll have the turkey. We'll have the mashed potatoes. We'll probably have stuffing. We'll have the cranberry sauce in the can. You know, but that's probably going to be the end of it. There won't be pies. There won't be scallop corn. There won't be deviled eggs.
Scallop corn.
Yeah. Or pickle wraps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, pickle wraps with the ham, the cream cheese, and then the pickle. Fucking to sex, baby. To sex. Oh, fuck. It's awesome.
Can
yeah.
we please talk about something other than food?
I'm almost done. And so I'm panicking, right? And I call my mom and I'm like, hey, when are we gonna eat on Thursday? She goes, oh, there's been a change in plans. I'm like, fuck, what now? We are going to Jeanette and Bill's. Hallelujah. Oh. Things are right with the world again, bitches. Gonna get me some pie. Gonna get me some pickle wraps and some deviled eggs.
So you're gonna eat all that shit tomorrow, but you won't go to Pablo's today.
That's why I can't go to Pablo's today.
Your logic is flawed, sir.
No, you know, and it'd be one thing if I was eating Pablo's for supper tonight, but if I eat Pablo's for lunch, I'm gonna be hungry again at supper.
No, you
won't. I've already had all my calories for the day.
You won't be hungry at supper.
Are you fucking stupid? Have you met me? You weigh, what do you weigh now?
What do I weigh?
Yeah, about 310?
No.
330?
No.
350?
I haven't hit the 300 mark.
Oh, sorry. Son of a bitch. 298?
No. 285.
Okay. Adam thinks he's a supermodel, therefore he will lie about his weight.
No, if I gave a shit, I might lie about my weight, but...
Okay, so you weigh 285.
Right.
I can go toe-to-toe with you eating.
Yes, that's very sad.
Yes. So, I'm not a pussy. I want to eat it, and I can eat it, but I shouldn't eat it. Like you with cock.
Wow.
I think the show is going to take a sudden violent turn. I
think Zach should think his lucky stars it's so fucking early in the morning, because I'm pretty sure that would deserve a beatdown. Yeah. That was a look of death.
Adam hasn't been on his warming rock yet.
We had a disagreement at the pub the other night.
Oh fuck, that my jaw still hurts. That's a fucked up deal. Who does that to people? I told him that pressure points don't work on me because they don't. Okay.
So then I tried to remove his jaw from his head.
He lifted me off the ground and I'm dangling. Like my feet are dangling. And I'm like, dude, remember when I told you pressure points don't work? Yeah. They don't. But what does work is if all of the weight of my entire fucking body is only connected to my head by my fucking base of my skull. So my jaw underneath, like, it's the mandibular angle right underneath your fucking jaw and by your where you take your pulse, basically.
Yeah.
It's all fucking sore and swollen. I'm lucky it's not bruised.
I was fucking second knuckle deep in there.
Oh, it's fucking terrible. And he's just looking at it. He's got this confused look on his face like, what the fuck? And I'm like, they don't work. The only one that works is the one underneath my nose.
That one sucks. I've not found anybody that doesn't work on.
Nick
you
Smith.
Had that done to you?
Our buddy Nick Smith doesn't work on him. His nose, his septum's like hamburger. Pain. Yeah, he feels anger, though.
He's a very angry man.
Yes, but now he's like got this fucking Zen calm
he's
going
married,
on.
Boy.
Yeah,
he's
man. Fucking... He got domesticated. He's all just like, it's awesome. I'm like, God, thank God I don't have to go to work and get killed today.
Think of Steven Seagal pre-fat.
Yeah, and pre-beating Kelly LeBrock. Because I don't think Nick Smith beats people. I don't think that's in his nature.
And without the gay ponytail.
No, he's got that.
No.
That would look so funny. He'd look like a fucking beatnik. He looks so retarded with a ponytail. Yeah. When we don't really do anything for Thanksgiving that's like odd or Christmas Day, we used to do breakfast.
See, we do chili and potato soup.
On Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day?
Yep.
See, Christmas Eve, we do chili.
Christmas Eve, we spend it. Christmas Day is with my side of the family. Christmas Eve is with her side of the family.
So Christmas Eve, you spend it drunk?
No, I'm not allowed to drink on holidays anymore. You've heard that story.
No.
Her brother took me out the night before Thanksgiving one year.
No.
And I rolled in like at 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning.
Oh.
Drunk as hell.
Wow. We used to have a standing tradition. We would always go to the titty bar the Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving. Yeah, which I guess there's nothing stopping us, really.
Oh, there's something stopping me. I'm not allowed to go out near holidays anymore.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I made the mistake of telling Jenny like a year and a half ago that I always get laid the night before Thanksgiving. It's just, it's a thing I do. And I didn't realize before I said that she's never in town the night before Thanksgiving. She always goes up to Minnesota for Thanksgiving. And I don't go because since we don't do Christmas with my family on Christmas Day anymore, I stay for Thanksgiving, and odds are usually I have to work or there's something going on. So I stay here and she goes. I didn't put two and two together as to what that statement coupled with those facts meant until she looks at me and she goes, "Not anymore, you don't." I'm like, "Why?" Oh. Oops. what happened was.
We always have Thanksgiving on my side, we always have turkey and ham.
Do you stuff the turkey with ham? Because that'd be fucking sexy.
No, but who doesn't like turkey? My father does not like turkey.
Really?
Turkey or chicken, and I don't know why.
He's not a poultry guy, huh?
No.
Really? I would have never guessed it, I guess.
No, I don't either. I don't question the man because he doesn't like answering questions.
No. He likes asking a lot of them, though.
It's more of an interrogation.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly what it is. Guy's known me for fucking 14 years, and he still looks at me accusingly all the time. I'm like, Jack. Come on. I'm harmless. No, you're just stupid. Okay?
You're up to something, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Now get down here and move this furniture. I hope it's tiny furniture. Yeah. So yeah, I guess we're all pretty traditional, except for you and having fucking
Kobe beef.
Massaged beef.
Yeah.
I like to get my beef massaged on Thanksgiving.
Does the Kobe beef get a happy ending?
It wouldn't surprise me if you're fed beer and that grain and massaged every day of your life.
I don't think any ending that ends with you getting a fucking bolt gun to the forehead is a happy
ending.
You
gotta go out at some point, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, that'd be fast.
Yeah, but you gotta figure this cow's only two.
No, it's raised. It's not fucking veal.
I know. He's only two. Because you got to get them when they're still, you know, young. I mean, a cow can live like 40 years if you didn't eat it.
I'd say it's probably 17, 18 in people years then.
Oh, so just when it's getting obnoxious?
Are there cow years? I didn't realize there was a conversion.
Would grow. It'd be like in its young adulthood. So I'd say late teens, early 20s.
Right after puberty?
Probably.
I found my first cow pubic hair.
Yeah, well, like the cow's getting its back. It's like, kill it. Kill it.
Get a rope.
No, that then it definitely would be an emo cow.
He just hung himself. How the hell is that rope support his fat ass?
Big rope. You know what I discovered about emos the other day is I think that emos don't actually kill themselves.
Do they kill each other?
No.
They just threaten it.
No, because an emo will never kill itself because an emo's identity is suffering. So if they end their suffering, they're no longer emo. And that would be the ultimate sin in emo-ry. It's their religion.
I think you're getting too close to this. You should probably back away.
No, I'm just saying. Do you hear about that guy on fucking the internet that killed himself on his webcam?
He's like the fourth guy to do it.
Why would you do that?
Because you want to be famous? Oh, wait, it didn't work.
Well, and it worked. Yeah, yeah,
most
it
people
worked,
kill themselves for attention.
But that doesn't make any sense. You don't want to be successful because then you don't get attention anymore. You're dead. But if you almost kill yourself for attention, I'll go with that. But you fucking set it all up and shit. Like, hey, I'm going to fucking blam. Oops. I mean, what do you think if you're watching that? And what kind of a fucking person just watches that? Hey, this guy's going to kill himself. Let's watch.
I've seen Faces of Death in high school.
Yeah. Faces of Death is 70% fake, though.
I don't know.
30% of the stuff is real, but the other 70% is faked. There's a lot of that shit they're not really doing.
Well, I mean, if you could pick your own means of death, what would you pick?
It'd be about 112 while fucking.
I'd probably want to be attacked by a bear.
I was going to say mauled by a bear also.
At what age, though?
Anytime.
Yeah.
No, fuck. I wanna live forever.
I'd want it to be like in a weird place, though.
Mauled
like
by
in the
a
balls?
Bear. mauled by a bear in the mall, saving Ethiopian children.
What? Why Ethiopian children?
Because then Angelina Jolie would come to my
Which mall?
Any mall. Mall of America. Mauled by a bear in the aquarium in the basement of Mall of America.
After I went to Hooters.
After I went to
post-coitus, too. Post-coitus.
With the bear?
No. I'm going to be like in the woods just like nailing some beautiful chick, and then all of a sudden this bear comes and I'm like, I'll save you, baby. And you fight, like a good fight for like an hour long.
Like you're punching the bear. Like Conan.
And you both die, but it ends up killing you. That's how I want to go out.
Did you hear the news story about the guy killing a bear with a stick? The guys at Cabin Fever were talking about that. He beat a black bear to death with a stick. That had to have been an old fucking black bear. I mean, and really, it turned out the black bear was a mother with two cubs. You fucking bastard. You made them cubs orphans.
You know what that means? More bear meat. I'm telling you right now, if I found like a bear skin, I would wear it.
Just wear it around?
Yep, like put the skull on my head and wear it. Dead of summer, I'd wear it.
Oh, that'd be so sweaty.
You'd probably find one of those, I'm sure, somewhere online.
Oh, yeah, you can buy fake ones, too.
I mean, no, I'd want the real thing, though.
I want the real thing, like with the skull still in it.
It'd be expensive.
I'm sure it would.
You're the kind of guy that would have a bearskin rug one day. Those things are tackier than hell.
Oh, I love those things.
Get your picture taken like Burt Reynolds.
After I grow my mustache, we'll take a Polaroid.
Right, that's no Burt stash, baby. It's not even a fucking Freddie Mercury pencil stash. What the fuck's wrong with you? Shit. You said you had something to talk about.
I sure do. I'm really amazed that we haven't talked about this. This is first made news probably 2 or 3 months ago. And when I first heard this story, I was in shock. And I seriously have no idea how I didn't end up talking about this. But this story recently came to conclusion. That's why I'm talking about it.
I love that you have fucking you hold yourself to doing a notebook. I think that is the coolest shit ever.
My notebook for the show. It's got my haikus, all my notes and shit in there.
Good shit. I'm very proud of what you've become, sir.
It's a sad day in American history. As of this past Saturday, You are no longer allowed to drop off your grown children in the state of Nebraska.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah.
I did the fucking safe harbor law.
Safe haven law.
Safe haven
law. I just assumed, because the first time this happened, it made national news. There
was it like a 14-year-old kid or something?
The last one was. I'll mention that in a second. But yeah, it started, like, I'd say, July was when it began. There was a father in Omaha that dropped off, seven kids, and his oldest daughter was 17?
Yeah. Yeah, if he would have waited like 6 months,
it made national news because they didn't put an age limit on the safe haven law. In the U.S., at certain, I think, churches, hospitals, and some fire stations, I think, you're allowed to drop off an infant, depending on the state, anywhere from like a newborn up to like a couple months old.
Most states is a 30-day. It's a 30-day age limit. Most states.
So it's like a 30-day trial?
Yeah, you could try it out.
Can I take it back?
Take it home. Make sure it's not defective. And, you know, if it's retarded, you just take it down to the fucking hospital. Like, this one's fucking broke. Look at it. It's shitting itself. It's a baby, man. It's shitting itself. Keeps throwing up. Won't say nothing. Fucking every time I try to stand it up, it just fucking falls down.
Doesn't like beer. Yeah.
So Nebraska was, every state has this law, but Nebraska didn't put in an age limit. So
they put no ceiling on it.
Right. So this guy ended up bringing all of his kids, we had one child that was 18, I believe, but the rest of his kids were all dropped off in Omaha, and it made national news. And ever since then, for the next, I think, 2 or 3 months, people started dropping off their kids, like every week there'd be more and more grown kids.
Yep.
Well, I think I read somewhere that it's like 70% of the people that took advantage of the safe haven law, the kids were between the ages of 14 and 17.
Right.
Like, if you could just get rid of every obnoxious, snot-nosed, fucking piece of shit teenager, no shit they're doing it. Continue.
So I start thinking, it ended, and here's the article. It's only a couple paragraphs, but it says, Nebraska officials say a 14-year-old California boy has become the last child reported abandoned under the state's safe haven law before it was changed to limit such drop-offs to infants no more than 30 days old. Nebraska officials say the boy from California's Yolo County was driven to Nebraska's Kimball County Hospital on Friday by his mother. This brings the total number of children left at Nebraska hospitals to 36 since the state's law books went on the books in July.
That's 36 since July?
36 kids have been dropped off.
I can't wait one more.
There's it's been a 37 couple. There's in a no, row? It's done now. It's done now.
Well, they can still drop off kids.
Little up to 30 days old. It'd be in state because now it wouldn't be driving your kid. But the fucked up thing is like there was a few from Iowa, one from Michigan, and the one from Michigan I read online that the mother drove him at night, and it was a 20-hour nonstop drive from Michigan to Omaha, and they said it took 20 hours. It was 700 miles.
Jesus
this
Christ.
Lady drove. And here, I thought that was incredible, but they drove from California. Like, I used to live in Omaha. This fucking Nebraska sucks. You think Iowa sucks, dude? No. Nebraska's way worse.
No.
They have a nice zoo. Other than that, there's no reason for anybody anywhere to ever go to Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, Omaha. Lincoln has a fucking great microbrewery, downtown Lincoln. Oh, fuck, right by the college.
Don't they have the College World Series down there, too?
In Omaha, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's another reason. Yeah.
But it's like the softball World Series. Though,
there's like an Air Force base.
Oh, we furnace have liftoff. The furnace just kicked on, baby. In Nebraska was the only state that they had no age limit.
Right.
So it was fucking ridiculous.
So, yeah, parents would, like, what got me thinking is, like, okay, if you're driving with your kid, and obviously they're grown, like, a little kid wouldn't know what's happening, you're dropping them off, you know, but 14 or even 17-year-old?
You know what's going on.
What are you going to say to this kid?
Oh, we're going
to tell him the truth?
No, you tell him you're going to the zoo.
Yeah. Or we're going to vacation to Nebraska?
We're
going to
the Omaha Zoo. We got to stop here for a minute. You guys get out, go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. That's how that goes.
Why do we have to go to the bathroom in the emergency room? Because you don't even have to fill out any paperwork. You literally drop those motherfuckers off with a little note pinned to their shirt, and you're gone.
From what I read, though, they're actually the parents had to talk to some staff. They weren't – no charges were filed, but they had to talk to somebody and explain it or prove that that was their child and that they did want to abandon them. But there was no consequences.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
But so this led me thinking, like, you know, what do you say to this kid along this? Obviously, you have to talk about something and you can play the radio, but what if some sentimental song comes on and it makes you think and then you change your mind? You can't have that because once you get the kid in your car and
you got to take him somewhere.
You're heading to Nebraska.
That's a firm
you've committed,
decision.
You've made a decision, you can't go back. So, in my thinking, all right, I'd want to like pre-plan what songs I'd be playing and just let this kid listen to it.
So, you make yourself a mixtape?
Exactly what I did. I went to my collection. I picked my 10
music
best
to leave your children
appropriate right, music to abandon your children by.
Music to I went so far. Your parenthood by.
Now there were songs that were the titles were funny, but the lyrics didn't match. Like a lot of them are about like love, and it mentions right. like loving relationship, which didn't apply because it's like your spouse. So these are all just vague enough that it would actually apply for a parent abandoning their child.
Starting at 10 or what?
I took this even further than that. Originally, I put like my 10 favorite, but I was like, no, because I can't do that. I made this little CD. My idea was.
You actually burned the CD?
Yeah, I've got it. I arranged them so that it's kind of like a mixtape. Like they all flow together and they also kind of go in order so they like correlate to each other.
Right.
It's kind of tells a story. The music for the show is going to be this week.
And my idea was originally that. I was hoping that we would get this in before this law was changed, so people could like download this and play it. Now I was gonna propose
to
that.
He's all about helping people.
Yeah, I think if you were driving along and you play this CD over and over and over again, and you have to be totally silent. If at some point your child's like, "Are you abandoning me?" You pull over to the side of the road, give the kid $50, let him go. The kid's somewhat intelligent enough, he can probably fend for himself.
Well, that, and you don't have to pay for the gas for the remainder of the trip to go to Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody works out in that deal.
And if you can make it all the way to Omaha, and these songs, like, some are a little vague, some are just, it's very obvious what's going on here. If you have any sort of intelligence, so. If you can make it to Nebraska, playing this CD over and over and over and over again, they still haven't figured it out, you know, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad at all. So I will read my tracks, and again, this isn't in order of what I think's the best, just order, like chronological orders to how it sounds good. My very first song on Music to Abandon Your Children To, my first song. By the way, I will put this up on my MySpace page. I know nobody likes MySpace, so I'll also throw it up on our Podbean site.
Just as a disclaimer, you have no children.
No, I do not have children. I will not be abandoning them. But
that you know of.
That you know of.
Yes.
His first kid's name is going to be Rhythm Method Weller.
Okay. Music to abandon your children to. Track one is No Time by The Guess Who.
No Time.
I kind of explained why I picked this song too. So there's a really tiny, like one sentence synopsis of this song. So No Time by The Guess Who. Why fuck around with the bullshit? Get straight to the point. Let your kids know that their time with you is done, and that you have, and that you know how to rock while doing so. This segues into track two, "God Only Knows" by the Beach Boys. Your child grew up with you watching over them. This will comfort them, knowing that the guy upstairs has a plan for them, and you too, for that matter. Track three, "Photographs and Memories" by Jim Croce.
Jesus Christ.
Abandoning your children will probably cause them to resent you. Letting them know that you will keep a picture or two of them will let them know that you're not a complete dick, just 95% of one. Track four, "Love Don't Live Here Anymore" by Madonna. This is beautiful, because the very first line she sings is, "You abandoned me, love don't live here anymore." That's how the song begins. Once the kids realize it's over, they will need a moment to come to grips with this. Madonna offers them 4 minutes and 49 seconds. Thank you, Madonna.
Love don't live here anymore, and
you
neither do you.
Me. Love don't live here anymore.
And now neither do you.
Track five, "Don't Come Around Here No More" by Tom Petty. Be clear, very clear, that this decision is final, and you have nothing to do with them at all, ever. When you're trying to move on with your life, the last thing you need is your ex-hobo child showing up at your door looking for a fucking handout. Make it clear. Stay the fuck away, kid. Track six, "Somebody to Love" by Jefferson Airplane. Odds are your child will want...
Now you're just just being mean.
You might as well be fucking honest, dude. I appreciate brutal honesty.
Yeah, but can you consider, like, consider you take all the music out of the song and just use the lyrics? Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need
don't
somebody
you need
love?
Some, yeah.
Like, because you ain't got me
You've
no
gotta
more.
You've
got
to find somebody to love.
Because it ain't me. It ain't me. I'm dropping you off in Nebraska. That's how much I fucking hate you. I will drive all the way to Nebraska, the fucking end of the earth, the fucking armpit of the world, to drop you off at a place that is only known for its zoo. They don't even have the Cornhuskers in Nebraska. They're in Lincoln, or in fucking Omaha. They're in Lincoln because... Even they don't want to be in Omaha, for fuck's sake. And they're the fucking national symbol, or the fucking state symbol. That's how much I hate you.
Don't come around here no more.
Okay, so track 6, Somebody Love, Jefferson Airplane. Odds are your child will want to argue their way into staying with you. If they do, you go back to this track and blast it. You don't love them, and it is in their best interest to find someone to adopt them. 7, No Use in Crying by the Rolling Stones. The drive to Nebraska sucks enough ass. You don't need some snot-nosed kid bawling to add to the crappy situation. Plus, this also further adds to my point that the Rolling Stones have a song for every situation. Track 8, I Shall Be Released by the Band. By far, this is the best song for this situation. It was as if the band knew one day parents had dropped off their teens in the Nebraska and said, you know what? Let's give them something to listen to. Turn it up when this song comes on. Track 9, Bye Bye Baby by Janis Joplin. Again, this will help make you look like slightly less of an asshole. You can at least wish them happy trails or some shit like that.
Which would be our number 10 song, right?
Happy trails?
No, but close, very close. Number 10 is Moving On by Bad Company. You and the kid both have shit to do with your new freedom. You might as well celebrate with some great music by a great fucking band.
Excellent. Huzzah. Huzzah. I would like to add 2 honorable mentions, if I may.
Yeah.
Happy Trails, which we spoke of.
Yeah.
And Better Man by Pearl Jam.
Nice.
She lies and says she's in love.
Yeah, and fans, I'm sure you guys all have your own ideas.
Can't find a better man. Yeah.
Please submit them and we'll read them.
Yes.
And
yes, email us at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, which people have actually been using. It's fucking amazing. We average 2-3 emails a week.
Nice.
We're like rock stars.
That was some of your best fucking work.
That was outstanding.
That's sir. Right up there with not the haikus, but what did you do the other time? Your song list.
That too, I will also throw I was reading through the old posts and someone had wanted to know what the list was. I'll put that up to the old mustache, my mustache music.
the amount of work that you put into the mustache musical stuff.
I am very passionate about my music.
Holy shit, that was like the math. You should have seen his crib sheet on that. He had all these fucking formulas. It looked like a calculus test.
I can't find it.
That sucks.
But yeah, I'll put up all that old shit and this stuff too.
Good shit. That was fucking good shit. Twisted, but good. Yeah. What if you're driving there, right? And then you change your mind.
You couldn't though.
Well, you could, but then you'd end up having to
fake. Then you go to the fucking zoo.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, and what if you didn't even think of the zoo, and you're like, okay, well, we're leaving Michigan, we're gonna go to Disneyland. You know, because you figure you got to go right through Omaha, and then you just drop them off and fuck them. Well, if you change your mind, you have to go to Disneyland. You have to drive all the way to California then.
Right.
So I would think that if you drive all the way to California just to spare their feelings, you probably should have kept your kid in the first place. Like, it probably wasn't the best choice for you to decide.
Could guilt trip vacation.
Right.
The simple solution there is you fake a car problem.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fake Disneyland. Like, you just pull over to the side of the road and a homeless guy's like, oh, boy.
Now run up and kick him in the balls, Junior, and let's get going. See if he's got any money.
Gosh. You know, like, just all these fucking stupid ass. And then one guy just comes over and goes, quack, I'm Donald Duck.
I give you $5, you fuck.
Hey, man, you want me to try to talk like Donald Duck? Most people do a bad Donald Duck.
Carl?
No. Wow.
You've pretty much sealed all of our fates in hell. You didn't realize that.
No, I didn't. Actually, funny you mention. Because just at work the other day, somebody was asking about like what the worst person was to pretty much guarantee that they go to hell.
Hitler?
There's worse than that.
There's worse than Hitler?
I came up with something you could do. And, what was it? Give me a second here.
Like the worst thing in the world you could do?
Yeah, I found there's three different things that I think are probably three of the most like wrong things you could possibly do. Oh, a necra beastie pedophile.
So you're fucking a dead puppy?
Someone that fucks a dead baby animal is pretty much guaranteed to go to hell.
Yeah, that's probably
especially true. If you kill this animal in front of a child, like it's their pet, and then you fuck its corpse.
And then you cook it and have it for dinner.
Hey, speaking of people going to hell, did I almost kill a guy at the bar the other night?
Chicken
and Patty both told me yesterday that I almost killed some old man at the bar.
I think you were jealous of his hair.
No, I don't think that was it at all, because that wasn't his hair.
He was talking out of his bunghole.
He was trying to tell us
and
that
you had just enough
libation?
Alcohol.
Well, he was trying to tell us that Jeffrey Dahmer was not killed by another inmate.
Yeah.
That it was actually all the guards had gotten together and conspired to kill him.
But in the same breath, he said he was in prison with John Wayne Gacy.
And then so we asked him when he was in prison. He missed it by like 5 years. I was like, so you're in prison with Gacy's corpse?
Who was in Illinois.
Yeah.
This guy was in prison in Wisconsin, supposedly, if he was ever even in prison. The guy was so full of shit. And I'm just like, I call bullshit.
He's like, wait. That don't make any motherfucking sense.
You, sir, make no sense when you talk, sir. Yeah, but I remember not all of it.
Yeah, you were pretty drunk, and the guy was drunk, and they were both arguing about it.
Now, why would it be kind of interesting if you were like maybe public intox and thrown in jail, and there's someone somewhat famous or somebody just brought in? But if you're actually serving hard time and you fucking ran to them, I wouldn't be bragging about that. That's pretty fucked up.
This guy, pedophile.
This guy was a...
Because he kept looking at little Zach like he wanted some.
Like I was all clean shaven, cute.
He's only about 4'1".
Yeah.
Ish. Tall shoes. Dude, we're not going to make it to Pablo's, are we?
Yeah, we are.
No, you got to go get your boy and like...
He can walk. We discovered this last week.
No, we decided that since he's 4, it would probably be bad if he walked home.
I loved how several times in an episode you mentioned how you had to go, and then also in the last minute, like... Holy shit, I gotta go.
It's kind of like me when it's time to poop. That's awesome.
I took care of that last week too.
Well, that's why we recorded the show early, was because we wanted to make sure that you could actually, you know, pick your kid up.
Yeah, he's fine.
When we decided we were going to record today, he goes, okay, dude, but seriously, the kid gets out of school at 12:45. I have to be there.
I got all the accusatory looks last time when I picked him up.
But like
he was the last kid in the school and all the teachers had lined up in the hall. Like, look, I felt like children in the corn.
Then they're looking at you like, we expect this from the stripper who drops her kid off here.
Actually, the stripper was the teacher last year.
Oh, that's right. She was. Real quick, we stopped in the titty bar last week. Yeah, we did. We stopped in there to hand out some flyers for the comedy show. And one of the dancers walks right up to Adam, squints her eyes and looks at him and says, I'm not wearing my glasses, but I thought that was you. You have a fucking problem.
She was talking to Kyle.
You. No, she was talking to you. She was talking to you. And the funny thing is, that's totally a stripper trick. Like, I had a stripper do that to me at Flirts, the other strip club. And she came up to me. I'd been away at Iowa State going to college for 3 years. I sit down on Sniffer's Row, first time I'd ever been in the building. I sit down, and she comes up, starts dancing to me. She's like, oh, God, it's so good to see you back. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, well, don't you remember me? I'm like, no.
Well, have you ever noticed when he does his stripper impersonation, he always starts to fucking sway.
Sway?
Yeah. You're the Axl Rose.
Yeah. ow. Have you heard that disc, by the way?
Don't buy Chinese Democracy. I did, and I regret it.
Really? Terrible?
It's not horrible, but it's just a lot of really bad ballads.
Well, it's like overmixed, too.
Yeah,
isn't it?
He has like 8 or 9 guitarists playing at the same time, which sounds fucking cool, but it doesn't. It's just very confusing.
Yeah, I believe it. But yeah, so she, and I finally look at her and I go, look, I've never even fucking been in here before. Don't try to work your stripper mojo on me, okay? You're not going to trick me into thinking you remember me from the last time I was here, because I've never been here. I hurt feelings.
Did you ever see anybody that you went to school with?
Who went to school with?
Like when you walk into a strip joint.
That reminds me of a stripper.
Like someone's, yeah, me too. It's happened to me twice.
I saw a girl that I used to work with at Menards, and I thought she was somebody else. I was fucking hammered. I was like, didn't you? You used to take karate at the Y. She's like, what? Didn't didn't you used to take karate at the YMCA? She's like, no. Like, oh, sorry, wrong person. Maybe it was your sister. Yeah, it did badly. Then I remember the next morning I wake up and I'm like, oh, no, that was that chick that used to work at Menards that liked to butt fuck. That's who that was. Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. This guy that I knew when I worked at Menards, he tells me, she has a huge pussy. It's like, what do you mean? He's like, it's not like she's loose, but you know how some guys got a big dick? She had a big pussy. And then he's like, and she likes to butt fuck. I mean, like, we're fucking, she's riding on top. She fucking comes off it for with her vag, like, and then just sat right down on it. No, just sat right down on my cock, right into her butt. I've never seen anything like that before. I was like, wow, I need to hook up with this chick. No, you don't want to. She's crazy. Yeah, so which explains it now. It all makes sense. But I totally had her confused with somebody else, and that was kind of embarrassing. But she was naked, so why am I embarrassed?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. That has been episode 35 of Misinformation. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
I don't want to leave.
I know. Love you.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Dad.
Would you like to go on a trip?
Heck yeah.
Let's go to Nebraska.
Ooh-wee, they got a zoo there.
They sure do.
Brought to you by the Nebraska Bureau for Tourism and the Safe Haven Law. Nebraska, where a kid can be a kid.